This is VOA News. I'm Scott Walterman. The chief of the UN's children's agency, UNICEF, Catherine Russell, has visited the Gaza Strip and met with children and their families in a hospital in Khan Yunis. Here's AP correspondent Charles de la Desma.
I came to Gaza because I wanted to see for myself what was happening here, what the impact is of this war and this conflict on children and on women, and I'm getting to see some of that here in the hospital. I see all these people who are staying here, people who've been injured, people who really need help, and I think the doctors here are doing amazing work, but there's a lot to be done.
UNICEF's Catherine Russell tells reporters she's seen tiny babies who are dependent on incubators.
Incubators need fuel, they need electricity in order to operate. They're keeping these babies alive and they need to keep them up.
Russell says in a statement sent to the Associated Press, "What I saw and heard in Gaza was devastating. They have endured repeated bombardment, loss and displacement," adding, "Inside the Strip, there is nowhere safe for Gaza's 1 million children to turn." I'm Charles de la Desma.
The UK Supreme Court ruled on Wednesday that the government's scheme to send asylum seekers to Rwanda is unlawful. It upheld an earlier ruling that migrants could not be sent to Rwanda because it could not be considered a safe third country.
Having been taken through the evidence ourselves, we agree with their conclusion.
Prime Minister Rishi Sunak says they will adjust the treaty with Rwanda to make it work. Myanmar's junta said on Wednesday that fighting with an alliance of ethnic minority groups was intensifying near the northern border with China, where they've been under attack using drones. This is VOA News. Presidents Joe Biden and Xi Jinping are headed to their meeting at a country estate in California Wednesday. They hope to stabilize U.S.-China relations. The White House says the U.S. president is prepared to confront Xi with difficult issues like trade, the relationship with Iran that China has, and human rights concerns. The two last spoke a year ago. Since then, the ties between the two economic superpowers have been further strained.
So it is time for Africa.
Financial reparations long overdue, says Ghana's president. Reuters correspondent David Doyle reports the reparations would be for compensation for the transatlantic slave trade.
Nana Akufo-Addo was speaking on the first day of a reparations conference in Accra.
No amount of money can restore the damage caused by the transatlantic slave trade and its consequences, which will span many centuries. But surely, this is a matter that the world must confront.
Advocates have long called for reparations or other ways to make amends for slavery. The movement has recently gained momentum amid growing demands from African and Caribbean countries. From the 15th to the 19th century, at least 12.5 million Africans were kidnapped and sold into slavery.
That is Reuters correspondent David Doyle, who says the four-day reparations conference is expected to produce an Africa-led action plan to push for reparatory justice. Illegal boarding crossings on the southern U.S. border dropped for the month of October. With that story, here's AP's Lisa Dwyer.
U.S. authorities say that illegal border crossings from Mexico fell 14% in October from a month earlier. That's after 3 months that saw big increases. Arrests for illegal crossings totaled nearly 189,000 for all nationalities in October, down from nearly 219,000 in September, which was the highest month on record. After the resumption of deportation flights to Venezuela, arrests of Venezuelans fell by 45% and then dropped even further to 74% in the second half of October. That's when compared to those September numbers. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Nearly five times more people will die due to extreme heat in the coming decades, according to an international team of experts on Wednesday, warning that without action on climate change, the health of humanity is at grave risk. More common droughts will put millions in starving, mosquito-spreading situations. This is VOA News.